Today is the 15th of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me today. So we are 15 days in, and I can honestly say that these last 15 days have been so amazing. And I want to thank you all for your messages. I want to thank you for your emails and your comments. Please keep them coming. It really is encouraging to see that this is not in vain and I'm not doing this by myself. So thank you guys so much. So we're going to continue in the line of worship. And our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 54, verse 5. And it says this: "For your Maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth." So, great Redeemer and Father of all nations, we humbly come before your throne and offer our thanks and praise for all that you have done to bless your people. Please help us to know you and be aware of your daily presence in our lives. Forgive us, dear Lord, when we haven't been a stable place for your grace and name to dwell. Thank you for redeeming us from the sin that once entangled us. Father, we ask that you guard our hearts and rescue us from the deceptive lies of the evil one. So today I want you to use the next 2 to 3 minutes to just enter into his throne. I don't know who this is for, and I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you're going through. But one of the biggest things that was laid on my heart today was that God wants you to know that he knows your name and that he cares for you. A lot of us are fighting lonely battles. A lot of us are standing alone. A lot of us feel that we are by ourselves. But you know, God created us for relationship. And even though the world throws barriers at us, and even though the world throws curveballs at us, if we hold on to him, hold on to his grace, and hold on to his mercy, we don't have to be alone. We don't have to feel alone. So right now, will you just tell God how much you need him? Tell God how much you want him and desire him. Just begin to worship. Just sing your own song, or just begin to pray and talk to him. Let him know that you are ready to come home, and that you are ready to build a relationship with him. Let your worship today reconnect you back to your Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, we honor you, we glorify you, we lift your name on high. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." I want you to know that he knows your name. I want you to know that you have a Father in heaven who loves you dearly. Will you just begin to worship him? Sometimes I know it may not feel like it. It may not feel like he knows your name, or he hears you when you're crying, or, you know, you're on your knees. It doesn't feel like he's answering a prayer, but he hears you every time you call. Every day he wraps his arms around you, and every day I want to believe that he kisses your forehead. I know what it's like to be in a lonely place, and so I want you to use this opportunity to cry out to him and just say, God, I know that you know my name. I know that you hear me. And so, Lord, I'm going to stand on your word. Sing, I have a Father. He calls me. Jeremiah 1:5 says that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Every single one of us has a calling on our lives. Every single one of us has a design for this particular nation. It's not by accident that you're here. It's not by accident that you are listening to this today. It's not by accident that you are living where you are living. Your life is meant to impact the people around you. Oh, he knows my name. Go on, just begin to worship him. Just begin to speak to him. Oh, he sees and he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. Father, we worship you, we adore your name, we reverence you right now, we usher in your presence. Father, we come against every spirit of loneliness. We come against every spirit of doubt, every spirit of fear, every spirit of unforgiveness. Father God, we come against it right now. We ask you, Father God, to take full control of us. Father, we stand on your word and we believe that before we were born in the womb, you knew us. And before that we were even born, Father God, you consecrated us for your will and for your kingdom. So Father, we ask that you show up in our lives every day, every minute, every hour. Father, hear us when we call, when we cry out to you, O God. Hear us, O God. Oh, oh, he hears you, he hears you. He hears your cry, he hears you right now. Oh, oh yeah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Open our eyes that we may see you. Open our ears so that we can hear your voice. Father, open our hearts so that we can receive you. Go on, just begin to reverence him. El Shaddai, Elohim. We cry out to you on this day. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We lay down our flesh. We lay down our hearts. We lay down our minds. We lay down our souls. Father, we come humbly before your throne. Psalm 139 says, to the choir master, a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Within your mighty hand, when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. For Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Sing, when the oceans rise and thunders roar, Father, we will soar with you above the storm. Because we believe that, Father, you are King over the flood, and Lord, we will be still and trust and know that you are God. Find rest, my soul, in Christ the in quietness and trust. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Oh yes, no. In quietness and trust. For when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still, know you are God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. For Father, you are King over. Exodus 33 verse 17 says, and the Lord said to Moses, this very thing that you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. Father, you are.
there. No, you are God.
God needs some of us to be still. God needs some of us to step back and just let God be God. So just tell the Lord that you will be still and know that He is God in your home, in your marriage, your relationships, in your workplace, in your education, wherever you need to be still and wherever you need to know that He is God, just be still.
I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, know you.
So Heavenly Father, we are called to abide in Christ, to rest in His love, to remain connected with the Lord Jesus, and to depend upon Him in all things, knowing that He alone is the true living vine, so that our lives might bear much fruit and glorify our Father in heaven. Father, we pray that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that we may remain firmly connected to Christ and willingly submit to Your perfect pruning knife, so that any part in us, Lord, that is not of Christ may be trimmed away, so that we may be able to grow in grace and mature in our Christian walk. Father, we ask that You root out any bad attitude, foolishness, thoughts, or wrong motives that may start to formulate in our minds and which may hinder our growth or infect our spiritual life. Father, help us to pray, to take every thought captive to Christ, so that we may become a fruitful branch and bear much fruit to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. So we are on all the social media sites, Facebook, A Heart of Worship. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. Please don't forget that we also have a Spotify playlist for you. If you type in JC May, be so kind to click that follow button and scroll underneath and you'll see A Heart of Worship podcast. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.